from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, it is Brian Anderson. Hey, BA, how are you?
You know what? I'm good, guys. I got kind of blindsided by the call. I'm going down to the lobby at the hotel we're at to get coffee, not realizing that, well, we're in Los Angeles. So,
oh, you forgot what time it was?
It's 9 a.m., and I see the number pop up calling me, and I'm like, oh, I guess that's right. And I got an Uber coming so I can get to the gym. Whatever.
All right, anyway, so where are you? Are you waiting for this Uber then? Are we standing outside?
Standing outside, waiting for the Uber at this hotel called the Langham in Pasadena. It's like its own resort on its own property. I mean, it's a massive, like, Victorian-style old hotel. You know, it's got everything, courtyards, restaurants. I mean, it's like its own little entity. So,
because there used to be that, like, on the other side of the freeway from the ballpark, right? Have we got the right seat? Yeah, that there was like a movie theater and one of those first outdoor strip mall places that, like, when you were playing, you would stay over there, right? It's like a Hilton or something across the street.
Are you talking about Anaheim?
Yeah, I was talking Anaheim. Yeah. Oh, you're
in
LA.
We're in LA. We're actually in Pasadena.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, we're in Pasadena. We're playing the Dodgers.
But maybe you can go over there and see Archie Griffin's new statue.
Yeah, wave at the Rose Bowl for me.
Oh, I know. You know what? A couple years ago, some of the guys went and did the tour, and we're just, you know, I mean, loving it. I should have done it because it is an iconic sports venue, but yeah. Not so much.
I was just going to say, I need some baseball help here because I just don't know how to feel about the Guardians. Like, up and down, up and down. They dropped 2 out of 3 from New York. They got swept in Milwaukee, so they've lost 5 of their last 6 games, yet they still have one of the best records in the American League. The pitching is kind of, you know, it's thrift shopping for when it comes to starting pitching for the Guardians right now. I need you to settle me down and go, you know what, they're 20 games over 500. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the case. And I think what it proves to you and what I have seen with my own eyes, you know, we play these teams and we just, who was it? Arizona. So we just played the Diamondbacks. They come into town. They had won 9 of their last 10. Their record was ridiculous. They had won 9 consecutive series. The record since prior to the All-Star break, I mean, their numbers were ridiculous. Like, they came in as hot as any team that we've seen all year. And it's not like the Rays have been world beaters this year. You know, they've been very up and down. They have been the very definition of a 500 team. So anyway, Arizona comes rolling into town with all these accolades, 9 consecutive series. They've won 9 of their last 10, you know, 18 of their last 22, whatever it was. I think it was 18 of their last 22. They roll into town, and the Rays sweep them. And as they sweep them, it wasn't even that the Rays played great and swept them. It was like, this is the hottest team in baseball? They're okay. I mean, they're a nice team. They're not a great – that just – we keep talking about that as this season continues to go along, that there are no great teams. There's a lot of parity, a lot of mediocre, and even your very best teams, and Cleveland obviously with their record would qualify as one of those in the game, are going to have spurts where they look like they can't get out of their own way. That's just it. That's the baseball season. And what that tells you is that it is anybody's game. You are not going to be able to narrow down. You may be able to get down to a couple of favorites, but not with any level of confidence that they're going to win a World Series. I think it is up for grabs all around.
Why do you think that is, BA? Like, why do you think this year is the year where, and you're 100% right, everybody's flawed. Everybody has some fatal flaw to them. The Orioles, once you get past Burns, and I can never remember the second kid who's throwing well, their starting pitching is a mess. Their bullpen has been just okay. The lineup has been awesome. You can look at the Phillies, and you could say the same thing about their bullpen. It's been kind of a mess, but the lineup is really good. Everybody has a fatal flaw. The Dodgers can't get a starter to go more than five innings without ending up on the DL, or right. IL, I should say.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I don't know why that is, because a lot of these teams have gone out and made moves to try to solidify their club. Baltimore went out and traded for Zach Eflin from the Rays. Well, he had four starts with them, and he's now on the IL. So, they're trying to do things. They're just, a lot of injuries. I think that's a big reason for a lot of this, because if you look at Baltimore, and if they had a healthy starting rotation, you'd be like, okay, no doubt, run away. And if they had Bautista as their closer, instead of, messing around with the guys that they've been messing around with, that would be a whole lot, easier. But you've got all these injuries. So I think that that's a big reason why, because these GMs have tried to solidify and fortify their team as best they could, but it's just, there have been too many guys on the IL. And like you said, there's just too many flaws. You're never going to build the perfect team. You can get close, but then you have to have help, and you have to have guys performing up to their, abilities. And that's not something that's happening around the game. And so that's why I said it's literally it's anybody's tournament whenever they get into it.
All right, BA, give me some perspective on this too, because I'm super curious, because you've alluded to it, you've talked about it, and we've talked about the way minutia goes within a game when managers need to make decisions. Okay, and so, Stephen Vogt got off to a super, super hot start for a manager, and everything seemed to be clicking and everything seems to be right. Every once in a while you start watching and you're like, oh, why are they pitching to this guy? Why'd they leave him in so long? You start to question, which I think everyone does in baseball. It's the nature of the game. It doesn't matter what level. How much of that is on the manager, and how much of it is realistically coming from the front office to say, analytics is saying that I don't care how good Aaron Judge is, we're still going to pitch to him in this situation. Like, it's hard for me to look at a manager, any manager in baseball right now, and not think and wonder, well, is the general manager making the call on this, or is he making the call?
Yeah, well, I think there are degrees of that. Okay. I think there are degrees of that, but I think that most of the moves are almost predetermined. If we have a lead and we get to this part of the order in this part of the game, this is how our bullpen is going to be set up. The matchups are already preset. And that's why, you see moves made sometimes where you're like, why are we doing this? Like the other night, Shane Boz, Shane Boz is starting against Oakland, and he is cruising. And it's a tight game. He's gone 7 2/3 shutout. I think he's given up two or three hits. Just absolutely dominant. And so with two outs in the eighth inning, a guy hits a ground ball. It's a right-handed hitter. So you've got the semi-shift on. So, the second baseman is kind of pulled up the middle. First baseman off the bag. And he gets a fastball away, and he hits a dribbler into right field. Kevin Cash immediately pops up and goes out to get him. Mm-hmm. And Boz was livid. And even in his post-game comments, he was saying, hey, it's not my call, but, it worked out, good for the team. He said all the right things. But you could just tell by his body language, some of the things he said when he was on the mound, and Cash was taking the ball from him. But that's not the greatest of examples, but it was just like, are you kidding me? Like, that ground ball to right field, that's why he comes out. He has been absolutely overpowering these guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they come and get him. You see other guys where they saw it with Savali early this year. He had gone five innings. I think he'd given up a hit. 5 shutout innings, 1 hit, maybe 2 hits, and he comes out of the game. 66 pitches, 68 pitches, something like that, because it was getting ready to start the third time through the order. They didn't even let him go out there. I'm like, this is as dominant as we've seen this kid. And he gets pulled for literally no reason. I mean, it wasn't like he was 5 innings, 100 pitches, and you could say, well, pitch count, a lot of work. You know, he had nothing. 5 innings, 66 pitches, shut out baseball, 1-2 hits, and he gets pulled? Well, because you made that decision at 4:30. And a lot of that is predetermined. I would say that in the case of Stephen Vogt, I mean, he may have some wiggle room, but I think a lot of the decisions that are made are coming far above his head. That would be my opinion. That would be, especially a rookie manager. And I know that, you know, that Cleveland, much like the Rays, they are so into the analytics and the metrics that really rules the day. That's how they're going to manage their team. That's how they're going to run their team. They're going to put their trust in the spreadsheets.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of course, you know him as a former Indian and now the current color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. All right, BA, we are getting into the time of year. These guys have played 130 games. It's starting to grind. It's starting to wear. What are you doing as a player to get yourself ready for September baseball? And how are you conquering the fact that, let's just face it, you're probably worn out after the grind that is this season?
Get to bed. I mean, that's what it is. You got to take care of yourself. That's the bottom line. When you get to this part of the season, you really need to take care of yourself physically. You know, mentally as best you can. I know a lot of teams have, you know, mental coaches and they have people that you can talk to, you know, positive, you know, thinking and reinforcement, all that kind of stuff. That's all great. But you've got to take care of your body. And so that's really what it is. You know, you play the game. You go get something to eat, and you get yourself to bed, and get ready to go for the next day. That's it's really simple. And you know, if you do that, you give yourself the best chance. If you don't, you are really going to drag.
All right, what advice do you have for Guardian fans about the rest of the season then? Because I told you I'm a little bit nuts, so, but you know, it's one game at a time, and there's a part of me that I was having a conversation with somebody last night. I'm like, as much as I want to be mad or aggravated that they've lost, you know, 5 out of the last 6 games. It does seem like I didn't expect any of this year. I figured they'd be a middle-of-the-road team that would scuffle and that would be able to maybe give some teams some challenges as we look forward to the next season. But, you know, the part of me says just enjoy the ride. And sometimes I think that's hard for fans.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. There are no complete teams. There are no complete teams. And every team, including the ones that have far surpassed, you know, the others as far as record goes and
Uh-oh, we lose you?
No, I'm trying to figure out where I am, and it's Uber.
Does the Uber guy think you're crazy, by the way?
Yes, he does. Okay. Yes, he does. 100%. And I think he's dropping me off not where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, well, make sure you get to the right spot.
Well, we will. It's got to be here, right? Okay. I'll figure it out. Thank you.
Do you want us to let you go?
No, it's fine.
Tell this guy, Cleveland. Sure. Tell this guy, thank you on behalf of the city of Cleveland. We appreciate him letting you do the show.
Yes, I am closer to where I'm supposed to be. I don't think I'm there yet. This does not look like where I'm supposed to be, but whatever, I'm closer. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, no, there really are no complete teams. So even the teams with the really good records have deep flaws. They all do. And so they are going to go through some stretches where you're like, wow, what has happened to this team? That's true of everybody. You know, you can turn around, look at Philadelphia. They've gone through a couple of stretches like that. All these teams with these great records, the Dodgers. You know, the Dodgers now finally, I think they have a 4-game lead in the West. But there was a time that they weren't playing particularly very good baseball. And so, you know, that's just going to be true of everybody. For me, I think that you look at the effort level. You look at the energy of the team, and maybe if you're not at the game, you can't really feel that. But you look at the energy. How do these guys take their positions in between innings? Are they walking out? Are they running out? Is there a bounce in their step? You know, I always look for stuff like that, you know, obviously calling these games and being at the game. So I look for the energy level of the team, and I look at the effort level of the team. Are they busting it every time? Are they playing with a sense of urgency? Those are things to look for. If you see a team without a bounce in its step, and you see a team playing without a sense of urgency, and the effort level isn't quite where you think it should be, then it's time to worry. If that's not the case, then you're going to be fine.
All right, buddy, week zero of the college football season this weekend. We are back. We are here. There's a lot of Nebraska playoff buzz. How are you feeling?
Oh, well, listen, get to a bowl, okay? Get to a bowl first. I will tell you this. I was really optimistic the first season of Scott Frost when he took over, because I thought that was a no-doubt, no-brainer hire, and it was going to pay off. And obviously it turned out to be a complete dumpster fire. So, I say this with some hesitancy, but I do feel more optimistic about Nebraska football than I have in a long time. I think Matt Rhule, and just reading stories and looking behind the scenes and following him as closely as I do, he is really building this program the right way. And they have a chance to be a pretty good team. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy with, you know, playoff talk or anything like that. They're not going to get anywhere near the playoff, but they could certainly surprise some teams, and they could be a team where midway through the year you're like, whoa, where'd they come from? I mean, there's a lot of talent there, and it's just going to depend, like everything else, on their quarterback. And they've got Dylan Raiola, Dominic's son, who was, you know, the top quarterback recruit in the nation that's going to be there, but he's also a true freshman. So, you know, we'll see how that all plays out, but they do have a chance to be sneaky good.
Yeah, I kind of in some ways, like, I remember thinking back to when, you know, the AL Central was made, and it was no longer, and I know I sound old, but when it was no longer the AL East and the AL West, and that I finally felt like I could go into a season where the Indians would have a chance to make the playoffs. Do you kind of feel that way from a – because Nebraska is one of those teams that's like probably should be on the bubble for trying to be able to at least compete for one of those spots in the playoffs. I mean, most of the Big Ten should be there, right? And so, you know, I think there's got to be new hope for some of these college football teams that felt like they had no chance of ever making the playoffs when it was just four teams.
Yeah, well,
do you feel a little bit of that or no?
Feel a little bit of what?
Of optimism. Optimism that maybe you wouldn't have had before.
With Nebraska in particular?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel optimistic. Listen, again, they haven't been to a bowl game in forever. I want to see them get to a bowl game. They're not going to challenge for one of those spots in the playoff. I mean, even though it's expanded playoff, they're not at that level yet. I wouldn't think. If they did, that would blow me away. I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know. They're supposed to win like 8 games this year, but I do think there's this optimism. Hey, B.A., we got to roll. I'm sorry, bro. Hey, have a great trip. No. By the way. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to tell you. I got within, here we go. Okay, I was 2.5 miles away from the Equinox. I get out of the car, and I realize at this point I am 1.1 miles away. So they got me a little bit closer.
I mean, you're a smidge closer. You know, you could start your workout with a run.
Well, this would have been nice to knock out this interview while I was walking because, I mean, I don't know why the guy took me where he did, but it's nowhere near where I need to be.
That's it.
So that's great.
All right, give a bad review.
Well, wave at the Big Ten Power UCLA for us.
Listen, I'm 1.5 miles away from there. I'm going to walk it, and I will text you guys when I get there.
All right, we'll let everyone know you got there safe. Thanks, B.A.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thanks. Right, see boys, brother. Thanks. Brian Anderson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.